I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Our theme and topic this week is all about going with the flow and letting go of perfection. We have that week before holiday peak weeks. There's a lot going on for us individually. There's a lot going on in the world. Wherever you are, I know you have a lot of things that you're managing and trying to get right, projects you're working on, work you need to finish, family engagements, stuff happening in your life. And regardless of whether or not we are perfectionists, actually, I don't like that word. I like the word detail-oriented. We all have really different ways in how we manage and engage with the things that life throws our way, right? So when I talk about the idea of having things be perfect this week, what I really mean is having the outcome of whatever it is we're working on be 100% aligned with the idea that we had in our heads around how it should have panned out.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
So I want to take a moment right now for us to bring some awareness to and contemplate something that you are working on, something that's happening in your life that you are trying to make perfect. That you are really holding on to an expectation around, something you are gripping to really intensely, something you don't want to let go of your expectations around, or something that maybe you're killing yourself trying to get it exactly right, or trying to have that thing align with the idea that you have in your head of what it's supposed to look like. Now, this can be everything from managing a project at work to something around how you take care of your kids, having everything be perfect and just right in that sense. It could be how you're preparing for holidays and time spent with your family. It could be a little area of your life where you're focusing so hard on making that thing the way you need it, right? The way it has to be. Anything where we're just holding on a little too tightly. Right, where we have become a little bit lost in the details of getting it just right, that we have lost sight of the fact that we are already doing the thing. It's a really human thing to do, I think. We get lost in the details of the stuff and we forget to get objective, step away and zoom out and actually go, hey, like, it's really good. I'm doing the thing. What is a project or a thing that you're working on right now where you could actually soften your grip a little bit? Something specific where you actually, when you really look at it, you know that you could probably step away from this thing right now. It's pretty damn good the way it is. Something you can let go or bring your expectations down just a notch. Doesn't mean it's going to be messy or bad or not right, right? But just letting go of that idea of perfection. Take a moment to sit with what comes your way in this area, an area of your life. Maybe you can sense a little bit of tension there around this thing you're creating, around this relationship, around this project, because oftentimes trying to get something right means we have attached a big outcome energetically to that thing. And it probably means we're spending a lot of time working on it and a lot of time obsessing over it, a lot of time thinking about it and dealing with it, trying to get all those pieces to fit perfectly together. I want you to cut yourself some slack today. I want you to see if you can breathe some space into this area of your life, if you can ask for a helping hand in this thing that you're doing, if you can be okay with having that thing not be perfect. Something that comes to mind for me immediately is my planning for Christmas. And this might not seem like a big thing, but maybe you're just like me and you have this big idea in the back of your head of what Christmas is supposed to be like. I already have lists made, food I'm going to cook, people are going to be there, what we're going to be wearing, where we're going to be, family members. Like, I have all of this stuff in the back of my head because I always want Christmas to be totally perfect. Now, I came to the realization earlier this week that it's just not going to be what I need it to be, right? Christmas this year, we are in the middle of a move. We have just moved into a new house by that time. It's not going to be that kind of Christmas where I get everything right. It's going to be the kind of Christmas that we're meant to have as a first Christmas in our new home. So chances are that that Christmas is going to be so much more magical and special if I let go of that idea of perfection and I just go with the flow a little bit around this day that for me historically has always been a little bit of a stressful day because I want to get it all perfect. Now, Christmas might not be the thing that aligns for you, but I'm sure you have a project, an area of your life, something you're obsessing over a little bit right now, where you could use a little bit of space, right? Just a deep breath into that holding on, a deep breath into all that work you're doing to get it just right. Maybe just posing the question to yourself here, is there something in this project that I can let go of? Can I be okay with having this be a little bit messy? Can I allow this part of my life to not be perfect right now? And maybe allowing that space to not be perfect can actually bring you more peace of mind and the ability to really go with the flow and enjoy the moment, which of course, at the end of it all, might make it perfect in the end. I hope you have a good contemplation around this topic. If you want to journal, the journaling prompt of the day is something I am trying to perfect that I can actually soften and let go of is. Something I am trying to perfect that I can soften and let go of is. One more time, something I am trying to perfect that I can soften and let go of is. Take a little bit of time journaling on that prompt and hopefully you'll feel a little bit more space and relief around this area of your life. Have a beautiful rest of this Tuesday. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.